At the end of last week, Sotheby's Auction House announced its mid-year sales figures, and they were high. The company's income for the first half of 2007 was a record $131.7 million. Those high numbers are good news for dealers, but they might not be good news for the rest of us. Lee Rosenbaum is an arts writer who joins us from time to time. And Lee, why the continued high numbers? Aren't the recent dips on Wall Street affecting the big investors who are supposedly behind these numbers?
Well, it's too soon to say at this point whether that's going to happen. The reason it's continued is that there has been this tremendous explosion of wealth, which has continued, especially among hedge fund managers and others in the financial industry. And these are people who seem to want to show off their wealth in the most exalted form of conspicuous consumption, which isn't the Ferrari, it's the Warhol. And this all probably has to do more with an assertion of financial clout than necessarily an expression of artistic appreciation.
Now you're concerned about the future of museums as a result of these high prices. Why is that?
Well, museums have always had difficulty competing in the art market with big money collectors, but of course with prices the way they are, it's become even more impossible for them to buy in the markets. And collectors are less dependent on curators than they used to be for advice, and so they are not necessarily feeling beholden to museums in terms of donating collections.
Now, the director of New York's Guggenheim, Lisa Dennison, just resigned, and she's moving to Sotheby's as a senior client relationship director. What kind of relationships exactly will she be directing?
She may be particularly well-suited for the type of client we were just talking about as a liaison to museums that may be interested in cashing in some of their collection chips.
Some museums have actually sold parts of their collections to auction houses. Is that a big trend, and does it mean that the public will start having less access to great pieces?
Absolutely. There's always been some selling, but it has certainly accelerated because of the high prices that museum collections can obtain in the market and the fact that they can't compete in the market unless they sell to buy. So this sell-to-buy syndrome has become more pronounced of late. The most high-profile example of that has been the Albright Knox Gallery in Buffalo, which this past season sold more than $70 million worth of works from its collection.
Wow.
In a series of auctions. By all accounts, a great masterpiece, Artemis and the Stag, Hellenistic bronze, was sold for $28.6 million, and it went to a European private collector. It is no longer in the public domain.
But just last week, the founder of The Gap, Donald Fisher, announced plans to set up a museum in San Francisco that will feature his collection. Won't that give the public greater access to works of art?
Well, it absolutely will. However, if we start having a balkanization of art where every collector decides to set up his own shop, we won't have the kind of interplay between artworks that we get in a great museum. I think it's a positive thing to have some of these places, but within reason.
All right. Thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you, Sotirios.
Lee Rosenbaum is an arts writer who joins us from time to time. You can find a link to her blog on our website, WNYC.org.